The Cass County Library Association is asking for your support. They just want you to come out and have a little bit of fun with the Pizza Puzzles and Pup Night coming up on April 20th. Michelle Anderson, the Atlantic Public Library Director, is in with us here this morning to talk a little bit about this event and the things that they support. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for the invitation.
We've talked about this a few times now over the last couple of years. It's been pretty popular.
It's been popular. And just to recap, this is our Cass County Library fundraiser that all the proceeds go towards funding our Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in Cass County. So we started out by doing fundraisers that were trivia nights, let's say pre-COVID. And then we were ready for a new format, and we had multiple librarians who had heard about this and said, let's try this. And so this will actually be our third one. We did a spring and a fall last year, and now we're in our second year, and we're coming back to you on April 20th.
You know, I had never heard of the pizza, puzzles, and pub type event until you brought it to my attention, because we were doing that to support the library. But I'm seeing others now doing those types of things too, so it's kind of popular.
It's become more popular. Interest in puzzles has exploded.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you see it all sorts of places. You see how people are interested in puzzles, or posting pictures of the puzzles they completed online, or, you know, and a lot of these puzzle race type competitions, whether it's a fundraiser or just for fun.
Yeah. And yes, we are talking about jigsaw puzzles.
Right.
Which you have puzzle exchanges and things at the library too, right?
Yeah. We did our first puzzle exchange last year. We're thinking it will be a regular thing, but we had pretty decent participation. People dropped off puzzles they weren't using and picked up new ones from what was out.
People who enjoy jigsaw puzzles, sometimes after you do finish one off and you wonder, okay, that was fun, what do I do with it?
Right?
I mean, do I take it apart, put it back in the box? Do I leave it and kind of paste it together, make a picture of some sorts out of it? You know, not everybody wants to have them all over the wall.
Right.
So easy way to do it, take them apart, put them back in the box, make sure all the pieces are there.
Please.
Yeah, don't let the dog steal one.
or the cat.
Yeah. And then take it down and exchange it so you can grab a different one and have some more fun, and somebody else can enjoy the one you just did.
Right.
Yeah, lots of things like that. But the pizza, puzzles, and pub night is not just about puzzles, as we dictated there. Pizza and pub also. How's this work?
So it's a competition. It's a race to be the first team to eat a large pizza.
Piece of cake.
Assemble your 300-piece puzzle.
Can do that.
And drink 12 beverages.
Yikes.
Of your choice. Again, it's teams of four.
Uh-huh.
So 12 beverages. I mean, that could be three each. It could be lopsided, you know, whatever works for your team. And it's your choice if it's what kind of canned or bottled beverage it is. We just ask that if you're going to select an alcoholic option, you bring your ID, because they will want to see that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I love a Coca-Cola, but sit down and drink 12 of them in one sitting.
Right?
That would be tough. So this isn't as easy as it sounds.
Well, it's in teams of four.
I know.
So, Jim, you don't have to drink all 12.
Oh, goodness. That's good. I don't want to clean out the fridge in one night. Well, this is all to support the Cass County Library Association. So this money that's raised is split among the libraries here in Cass County.
Actually, no.
No.
So we have a shared account, which is how we pay for the invoices on the Imagination Library books. Mm-hmm. So people sometimes ask me, well, I thought Dolly paid for all this. Well, the Dolly Parton Foundation pays for the overhead and the selection committee, and pays for a lot of, like I said, like the overhead costs. But then each affiliate has to pay the price per book and per shipping.
Sure.
So our bills are, we're sending to about 340 kids right now per month. So that's 340 books a month, and our bills are ranging like between $720 and $750 a month. So this is funds to help cover that expense, to make sure that any child in Cass County who registers is covered and can sign up for that.
So all the libraries are involved in the Dolly Parton program, and instead of everybody doing their own thing,
we just put it all together. It's a group project.
Write one check, easy enough. Very good. And as you just outlined, it's been a very popular program, and it's just, we have, it's a matching program. We have to have a local match.
Right.
which seems only fair if you're going to have that kind of participation, that folks should chip in a little bit that way too. And a lot of parents get, and these are for young kids, right? So you get a lot of parents that get their young children involved.
Right. So this is from birth. Mm-hmm. And we've had a child registered as soon as 2 days after their birth date, which was really fun. I had to tell my other staff at the library, oh, look, this person was just born. But from birth to the month of your fifth birthday, mm-hmm. you are eligible to receive one book a month. It will be age appropriate. If there are siblings in a household, we do encourage that both siblings sign up, unless they're twins. If they're twins, they would get the same book every month, and you're welcome to sign them up separately. But especially if they're different ages, you know, your three-year-old would get a different book than your newborn.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, a two-day-old child, it can't even read yet. But mom can read, or dad
right.
can read, or
right.
an older brother or sister could
so
read to
the
them.
Whole program is about getting literacy activities mm-hmm. into your regular routine. Reading together creates bonding moments. Mm-hmm. And we know there is research that children that are exposed to books and are read to have a larger vocabulary of words they understand, which means it will be a larger vocabulary of words that they can use later.
Absolutely. Give them yeah. an early start before
yeah.
they get into formal schooling.
Exactly.
And yeah, absolutely. No problem with getting a quick lift off there. Excellent. So it's a good program. If folks want to know more about it or want to inquire about, although it sounds like you got mostly kids in Cascade
yeah.
involved already
we're
with those numbers.
We're doing pretty good.
Do they just contact any of the libraries?
Yeah. So any library in Cass County should be able to answer your questions. You can also sign up online. As long as your address is in Cass County and your child is under 5, that registration online would go through, and that's at imaginationlibrary.com. And there's a button that would say check availability, and that's where you put in your zip code, and it will tell you if your location is covered and you can register.
Excellent. Check it yep. out. Find out more about that program, because your child really, truly will benefit from
right.
this. Very good.
Right.
Now, back to the April 20th event. It's coming up Saturday, April 20th. There is a deadline for registration. Is there a limit on what you can take?
So we have spaces for 15 teams, and we're doing it twice. So just like last fall, you can either register to start at 5 o'clock, or you can register to start at 7 o'clock. So we can take 15 teams at each time, and, yeah.
$120?
$120 that covers everything you need to participate. That includes your pizza, that includes your beverages. If you want more than 12 beverages, you know, bring some cash. There were some teams.
Or if you would like to donate
Or
a
if you'd
extra.
Like to donate extra. And we also have, we call them puzzle ups. Mm-hmm. So ways that you can gain an advantage if you feel like, you know, some team is getting ahead too much. Either you can get an advantage, or you can sabotage a team next to you.
Oh, I can't believe that you encourage that kind of behavior.
Well, that's how we raise money.
I get it. Very good. Well, if folks want to know more about that, of course, call, find out, whatever. But, you know, consider getting registered for that event and do it soon, because there is that deadline of April 12th that says that the registration
right.
is required. But if it fills up before that, it fills up.
It fills up. And that's what we found. The first time we did it, we did have to cut off registrations, and we had teams that were disappointed they didn't get in. So please register. There is a link on the Facebook event to a Google form, so you can do it that way. Or stop by, again, any of the Cass County libraries should have registration forms available you can fill out on the spot.
Okay, 300-piece puzzle, large pizza, 12 bottled or canned beverages. Pizza is all going to be the same? Do you have the same pizza, or do they get to order what they want?
Well, you get to choose a topping.
Okay.
So it's a single topping pizza. Last year we worked with Casey's, and it worked out real well. Mm-hmm. And so they were able to get us a good deal. So we're going to head back that way. And so it's a single topping pizza, or no topping if you're just a cheese person. But it's one pizza per team, so your team has to agree on what that one topping is.
I don't think too many people are going to argue about pizza. We all like that. 12, we've already outlined that the beverages can be of your choice.
Right.
Are the puzzles all the same, or are they just slightly different?
The puzzles will be the same.
Okay.
And we're doing 300-piece puzzles again. And again, bring a little extra cash, because if you want to keep your box that has your picture on it, there's a little bit of charge for that.
Okay, now.
See? It's a fundraiser.
We've already thrown down the gauntlet here. Very good. Well, if you'd like to know more about that or anything that the Cass County Library Association does, and of course that's made up of the libraries in Cass County, Atlantic, Anita, Cumberland, Griswold, Lewis, Messina. Did I catch them all?
I think so.
Very good. They provide great service to our local community, and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library is a great addition that's been tacked on here in the last few years, mm-hmm. especially for those young students that we'd like to get more involved in using the local resources like our public libraries. So sign up. Again, that's Saturday, April 20th. Hope to get folks involved. That'll be located, I don't think we said, at the venue here in
Atlanta. Right, we're holding it at the venue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. here in town. So if you'd like to know more, you can, like I said, contact any of the libraries to get yourself signed up. Don't wait around, because you've been filling up here pretty rapidly. So very good. Michelle Anderson in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.